The crazy thing is, many of these problems are exacerbated by misguided government subsidies, the sixth reason I'll discuss for why overfishing is occurring. Governments globally spend billions and billions each year subsidizing fishing activity. And this is funded by taxpayer dollars, by the way. The largest portion of the $20 billion spent to prop up fishing are fuel subsidies, namely reduced prices or reduced taxes on marine diesel that make fishing boats cheaper to operate. There are also fleet modernization subsidies that might include, for example, low-interest loans for fishermen to buy updated equipment or new boats. Subsidies can take the form of payments, price controls, or tax reductions that make the cost of fishing cheaper than it would otherwise be without the subsidies, meaning they increase profit margins. Being seen as more profitable, they encourage more fishermen to enter fishing and stimulate greater effort. All of this encourages more fishing to occur than is biologically and economically sustainable, making overfishing worse. Fishing subsidies are thus a perverse incentive, meaning they incentivize behavior that makes no sense and causes long-term harm rather than ensuring a thriving fishing industry. Unfortunately, there is a very vocal minority that wants to preserve these incentives, most of which go to large, powerful fishing fleets managed by corporations.